感谢主的恩典，让我们可以再一次的聚集在教会来敬拜神。
Thank God for His grace that we can come again to church to worship Him.
奉主耶稣圣名来查考，遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share the topic persecuted but not forsaken.
来看一节经节，看哥林多后书第四章。
We'll turn to a verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章我们如果来读第七节。
We'll read verse 7.
哥林多后书四章七节说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。第八节。
Verse 8.
我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望。第九节。
Verse 9.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。第十节。
Verse 10.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。请读。
Verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Verse 8. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.Verse 9, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. Verse 10, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
这段经文是保罗他领受了使徒的职分，他在描述神是如何来帮助他来做传福音的工作的。
In this passage, Paul's describing how he received the ministry and how God helped him along the way.
在这个传福音的过程当中，他经历患难。
And while he was preaching, he faced many tribulations.
就像他所传讲的信息，要进入神的国，必须经历许多苦难。
Just like he said, in order to enter the kingdom of God, you must go through much suffering.
所以信耶稣事实上是要愿意付代价的。
So if you want to follow Jesus, then you must pay a price.
要让属灵的生命成长，要愿意忍受苦难。
In order for your spiritual life to grow, you must be willing to suffer.
但是苦难会让我们更加体会主的恩典是何等的信实。
But in our suffering, we can experience the Lord's grace.
因为神他所应许的绝不落空。
Because all that he has promised is not empty.
但是同时我们也会经历神如何来使他的工人成长。
And we'll also see how God allows his workers to grow.
保罗他特别提到说在第九节，遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
In verse 9, Paul says, persecuted but not forsaken.
我们在查考保罗他传福音的过程，我们会看到他为了福音的缘故多方遭受苦难的。
As we study how Paul preached the gospel, we see how much suffering he faced.
在哥林多后书第十一章，他就列出了他为福音的缘故所受苦的这些明细的经历。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he describes all the suffering that he went through for the sake of the gospel.
他非常明确的宣告，他虽然遭逼迫，但是他没有被主丢弃。
And he says, even though he was persecuted, he was not forsaken by the Lord.
表示说他遇到的逼迫是在主所允许的情况发生的。
All the suffering he faced was allowed by the Lord.
那主让他遭遇逼迫，有他神更高的旨意，要训练保罗成长这个必经的过程。
And in allowing Paul to suffer, God had his higher will and wanted Paul to grow.
所以有时候我们会在信仰上发现神让我们经历苦难这当中有神美好的旨意，也许是当事人不知道的。
So in our faith, we might experience different trials, but in all of them, God has his higher will.
但是经历之后就会恍然大悟。
After we have experienced them, it will benefit us.
那我们现在就来看诗篇五十七篇。
Now we'll turn to Psalm 57.
神对 他历代以来的仆人啊，他所重用的工人基本上啊都有同一个模式，就是会先训练他们。
So God, he always does the same thing for his servants, which is that he trains them first.
就像他在栽培一棵树，他要忍受让这个树被风吹雨打，要经历各种艰难。
Just like he is cultivating a tree and he is training it to be able to withstand the winds.
但是神他默默在保护，所以虽然很危险，但是每次总是 会安然度过。
But God is always silently protecting them, and even if they face danger, they will, it will pass.
诗篇五十七篇其实从五十四篇以后，我们就会看到基本上都是大卫在逃难的时候所做的诗歌。
From Psalm 54 onwards, we see psalms that David wrote as he was fleeing.
在保罗扫罗追杀大卫的这个过程当中大卫一共写了八篇的诗篇。
When Saul was pursuing David, David wrote a total of 8 psalms.
那这八篇的诗篇基本上这个都有一个题注，说明在什么时候他写的以下的诗。
And at the beginning of each psalm, it describes under what conditions he wrote the psalm.
从五十四篇，其实我们之前读了三十四篇。他就是其中第一篇。
We read Psalm 34, and this is the first psalm.
就是说他在逃难的时候所写的第一篇诗篇呢。
This is the first psalm he wrote when he was fleeing.
按照我们现在诗篇所安排的次序来看呢，哈。那第二篇就是五十二篇。
If you look at the order that we've been studying them, and the second psalm he wrote is Psalm 52.
那第三篇就是五十四篇。
And the third is Psalm 53.
然后接下来五十六篇。
And then Psalm 56.
五十七篇。
57.
五十九篇。
59.
六十三篇。
63.
那最后一篇就是一百四十二篇。
And the last one is 142.
那他这八篇诗篇都描述在什么背景底下？那就是在大卫逃亡的过程当中，他所写下的诗。都特别感人，而且是经历苦难之后所呈现出来的祷告的心声。
And all of these psalms have a description under what condition he wrote the psalm, and all of them are very moving, and we see his prayer.
那五十七篇跟一百四十二篇应该是同一个时期、同样的背景底下所写的。
So Psalm 57 and 142 were probably written about the same time.
都是大卫逃避扫罗追杀，躲到洞里面去的时候，他所写的。
It is when he was fleeing from Saul and he hid in a cave.
那跑到洞里面，表示说他其实已经没有退路了。
And since he was in a cave, that means there was no way of escape for him.
其实如果追杀人在洞口堵住，等候他，他就死了。
And the one pursuing him, if he is outside the cave, then he will probably die.
那大卫他在当王以前他所经历的这些苦难，其实神都知道，是神允许让他发生的。
And all these sufferings that David faced before he was king, God knew about them and God allowed them to happen.
那神要训练大卫，最后要让他成为合神心意的王。
But God wanted to train David to be a man after his own heart.
在他的时候还没有满足以前，神就让大卫多经历患难的。
And before his time had come, God allowed him to face many sufferings.
这段期间，我们看大卫他是何等的卑微哈，落到像一只狗，人人喊打。
And at this time, we see what a humble state David was in. He was like a dog.
那许多人都是要追杀他的。
Many people wanted to kill him.
他随时都活在一个恐惧当中。
He was always living in fear.
那在这样的情况底下，也是在这段时间他跟神最亲密的时候。
But during this time, it was actually when he was the closest to God.
每一次很危险的时候，神总是及时伸手拯救他脱离危难。
Every time he was in danger, God helped him.
但是每一次在很危难的时候，他都从他的内心里面去祈求神帮助，然后立志说，我如果得到解救之后，我要称谢这位拯救我生命的神。
But every time he was in danger, we also see in his prayers he asked God for help, and he also made a determination that if God rescues him, then he will praise God.
54篇，我们就看到大卫当时候，你看在第三节说，外人起来攻击我，强暴人寻索我的命，他们眼中没有神。
In Psalm 54, verse 3, it says, For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them.
那时候他是落在敌人的手掌握底下的。
At that time, he was in the hand of the enemy.
那随时都可能死掉。
He could die at any time.
那到了55篇，看到他有一个很深痛的经历，是他当王之后的，就是这也是他苦难之一。不过这个是不同的时期，他诗篇把它放在一起，那我们看到说他被他最知己的朋友出卖了。
And in Psalm 55, this was written at a different time. We see his bitterness in that he was betrayed by friends.
虽然他没有写他的背景
，Even though he didn't write the background.
不过我们从整个诗的内容发现说，这是大卫逃避他的儿子亚撒龙追杀的时候他所写的诗。
From the content of the psalm, we can see that he wrote this when he was fleeing from his son Absalom.
他一样是随时都可能丧命的。
He could also die at any time.
但是他现在只有一件事情可以做，就是求告能够拯救他性命的神。
The only thing that he could do is cry to the God who could save him.
那看到第56篇。
And if we look at Psalm 56,
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
我惧怕的时候，我要依靠你。
Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you.
其实大卫已经是在敌人的掌握底下。
David was already in the hand of the enemy.
在加特城非利士王亚基的手上。
He was in the hand of the king of the Philistines, Achish.
他真的是自己的国家已经没有地方可以躲，躲到外非利士地区。
There was nowhere for him to hide in his own country, so he went to a foreign country.
是神拯救他，所以他可以逃出。
And he could only escape because God saved him.
那到57篇。
In Psalm 57.
是大卫逃避扫罗，躲在洞里的时候，他所做的诗歌了。
This is a psalm he wrote when he fled from Saul into the cave.
他好像一只被追赶的动物哈，那一直被这个猎人一直追到洞里面去。
He was like an animal that was being hunted, and the hunter chased him all the way into a cave.
他到洞里面去，他没有地方再逃了。
And in the cave, he had nowhere else to run.
那到里面去，他现在有一条路而已。
And there was only one way.
就是第57篇的第一节，他说：“神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你，我要投靠在你的翅膀的荫下。”等到灾害过去。
Psalm 57, verse 1, Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by.
这个就是现在神让大卫躲到一个洞里面去，这个其实有神特别的用意。
So God allowed David to flee into a cave, and God had His purpose behind this.
那所以我们要了解57篇的他整个诗的为什么会有这个心境，会写出这样的一个非常感人的祷告的诗歌。我们要看撒母耳记上的第二十一章哈。
So in order to understand the background behind this very moving psalm, we have to look at 1 Samuel chapter 21.
撒母耳记上21章从第十节到第十五节是他逃到非利士地，后来得以逃脱的经过。
In 1 Samuel chapter 21 verse 10 to 15, this describes when he fled to Gath.
那神帮助他，让他可以全身而退。
God helped him so that he could flee.
虽然他很没有面子， 就好像疯子一样被赶走的。
Even though he had no face and he was cast out like an insane person.
想想那个时候，大卫是已经被高的王准备以后要掌权啊，带领以色列百姓的。
And if we think about it, David at that time had already been anointed as the future king of the Israelites.
啊，曾经众人啊这样子欢呼他是个英雄。
Everyone regarded him as a hero.
但是现在他那个原型举止在世人眼中就像一个疯子一样。
But now before these people, he was like a madman.
所以看到大卫落到极卑微的地步了。
So we see what state David had fallen into.
然后第二十二章的第一节。
And in chapter 22, verse 1.
大卫离开那里，逃到亚杜兰洞。
David escaped to the cave of Adullam.
表示他现在住在洞里面去了。
So now he was staying in a cave.
他当然逃回到以色列地来了。
And he went back to Israel.
那他在这个洞里面啊，就写了诗歌。
In this cave, he wrote a psalm.
啊，所以57跟142篇啊，都要在洞里面写的。
So both Psalm 57 and 142 were written in the cave.
好，圣经就说，这个时候他的弟兄、他的父亲的全家听见了，就都下到他那里去。
The Bible says that at that time his brothers and all his father's house went down there to him.
他在这个洞里面的时候，他好像得到一个机会，让他可以不再漂泊，他反过来可以安定了。
So when he went to this cave, it was like he had an opportunity to rest for a bit.
那他的父亲呢？哈，全家，他的兄弟哈，知道他躲在这个洞里面。
And his brothers and his father knew that he had gone to this cave.
然后，在洞里面本来很孤单，现在突然他的兄弟父亲来了。
He had originally been very lonely, but his brothers and father came.
所以我们现在看，在洞里面，我们不知道他经历多久，但是后来，他得到了很大的安慰。
We don't know how long he was in the cave, but here he received great comfort.
啊，他表示说，当时大卫逃亡的时候，其实本来他是单独的，他很孤单的。
When he fled, he was originally alone and very lonely.
啊，等到他待在这个洞里面以后，我们看到的是他跟神祷告，就是第五十七篇他所做的诗歌。
But after he went in this cave, he prayed to God, which is Psalm 57.
然后他的弟兄跟父亲的全家知道以后，就来到他那里。
And when his brothers and all his father's house found out about it, they went to him.
我们如果在孤单的时候，这个时候我们最期待什么？
When we're lonely, what do we hope for the most?
我们通常期待我们的家人啊，我们的弟兄姐妹能够助我们一把之力。
We hope that our family and our brothers and sisters would come to us.
我们在孤单的时候最需要有人陪伴了。
When we're lonely, that's when we need someone to be with us.
这个时候我们看到其实神在默默的在保护着大卫。
But here we see how God was quietly protecting David.
他的弟兄、他的父亲的全家知道他躲在这里，但是扫罗怎么样也找不到他。
His brothers and his father knew where he was, but Saul could not find him.
因为神不让扫罗王去找到大卫。
Because God did not allow Saul to find David.
啊，这是圣经里面特别提到的，在第二十三章的第十四节。
This is recorded in chapter 23, verse 14.
在后面的二十三章十四节，我们看到其实神对大卫有一个特殊的保护。
Here we see that God had a special protection for David.
就是大卫到处躲藏，但是扫罗到处去找，就是找不到他，因为神不把大卫交在他的手上。
David stayed in different places, but no matter how hard Saul tried to find him, he could not find him.
那这个神的保护，其实从大卫一开始逃亡的时候就已经存在的。
But actually, God's protection was with David all along while he was fleeing.
好，所以我们看到说，你看神用另外一个方式来安慰大卫。
So God used a different way to comfort David.
他让他的父亲的全家，他的弟兄们来跟他作伴了。
He allowed his brothers and all his father's house to keep him company.
不但这样子，二十二章的第二节又说。
And not only that, but also in verse chapter 22, verse 2, it says,
凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里，大卫就做他们的头目，跟随他的约有400人。
And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, so he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him.
你看这个时候有很多有许多人、哦、一样都是苦难的逃命人、哦、现在就来、投奔大卫了。
There were many other people who were in distress or fleeing for their lives, and they came to David.
那这些人心里苦恼，都跟大卫经历一样，他们好像都无路可走了。
These people were in distress, and they were like David, having no other way.
他们受窘迫，表示说他们都是处在一些大环境是他们没有办法克服的。他们觉得说他们好像无路可活了。
They were discontented, and they felt that there was no way they could continue to live.
那下面他们现在都来就近大卫。
So now they came to David.
那大卫做他们头目，表示说：“哎，大卫这个时候展现出做一个领导人，他如何来安慰这些跟他一起受苦的人呢
？”So David became captain over them. He was like a leader, and he comforted them.
这个就是你看我们看到神在训练大卫的时候哈，从各方面来训练他的。
So God was using different methods to train David.
在各种不同的环境底下
，in different circumstances，
有不一样的人
，with different people，
都到大卫身边来。
All of them came to David.
那我们看第三节。
We'll look at verse three.
大卫从那里往摩押的米斯巴去，啊，对摩押王说：“求你容我父母搬来，住在你们这里，等我知道神要为我怎样行。”
Then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab.And he said to the king of Moab, Please let my father and mother come here with you till I know what God will do for me.
这个时候，你看，大卫把他的父母亲哈搬到摩押王那边去。
At this time, David moved his father and mother to Moab.
大卫他的背景，他的出生背景跟摩押人有关系啊，我们还记得吗
？Do you remember that David's birth and background had to do with Moab.
啊，路德应该就是大卫的曾祖母了哈。
Ruth was
第四代的
the great grandmother of David.、
啊、在路德记最后特别描述大卫的家谱。
At the end of Ruth, it mentions the genealogy of David.
所以摩押人跟大卫有这个关系的。
So the Moabites were related to David.
大卫现在把他的父母亲搬到摩押王那边去。
And now he moved his parents to Moab.
然后他说：“求你容我父母亲搬来住在这里。”
He said, "Please let my father and mother come here with you."
等到我知道神要为我怎样行。
Till I know what God will do for me.
表示说，大卫知道这件事一定有神的旨意。
David knew that in all of this was God's will.
神让他住在洞里面。
God allowed him to live in a cave.
有一些人有他的父母亲来跟他作伴。
And his parents came to be with him.
有一些人愿意来投靠他。
And some people were willing to rely on
him. 让他不至于孤单啊。
So that he was not lonely.
那现在神要训练他，所以现在他等候神的旨意。神要为我怎样行呢？所以他现在还不知道神到底。要怎么安排他的生活？但是他等候神。
So now he is waiting for God's will because he doesn't know what God will do for him. So he is waiting.
那其实我们看到神一直都是在看顾着大卫的。
But God was always watching over David.
所以我们看第四节。
We'll look at verse four.
大卫领他父母到摩押王面前。大卫在山寨多少日子，他的父母也住在摩押王那里多少日子。
So he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the time that David was in the stronghold.
表示说，当父母亲来的时候，他会觉得说他在洞里面这个地方不是长久之计，对他来说可以，但是对他父母亲不适合。
when his parents came, he knew that he couldn't stay in the cave for long because it was not fit for his parents.
所以就把父母亲安置在摩押王那边，得到保护了。
So he brought them to Moab so they could be protected.
然后第五节，这个时候神派先知加德来对大卫说。
In verse 5, God sent the prophet Gad to say to David,
你不要住在山寨，要往犹大地去。大卫就离开那里，进入哈列的树林了。
Do not stay in the stronghold, depart and go to the land of Judah. So David departed and went into the forest of Hereth.
那你看大卫，他要知道说神为他怎样行，就是说神让他处在这个情况底下，神不知道有怎样美好的安排，最后神就派先知来跟他通知了，他应该要离开山洞到别的地方去。
So David wanted to know what God would do for him, and here God sent the prophet Gad to tell him what to do.
那表示现在他在洞里面，这是一个短暂的时间，有神特殊的旨意，有神要大卫学习的功课。
And David was in the cave temporarily, and God had his purpose and wanted David to learn something from there.
那这个时候，其实神的眼目都在看顾。
But God was always watching over him.
好，那可是当大卫刚刚进入这个洞里面的时候，你看他那时候内心是何等的恐惧，他其实是不知道说到底将来要怎么办呢？
But when David was in the cave, we see how fearful he was, and he didn't know what to do next.
好，我们有这个背景之后，我们现在来看57篇。
So since we have this background, we'll return to Psalm 57.
来看大卫，他是如何来倚靠神，来胜过他所遭遇的这个患难，跟他内心的恐惧的。
Here we see how David relied on God to overcome his fear.
第57篇第一节，他说：“我要投靠在主你的翅膀的荫下。”
In 57 verse 1, he says, "In the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge."
第二节说：“我要求告至高的神，就是那为我成全诸事的神。”
Verse 2, "I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me."
大卫很清楚知道他所倚靠的神是谁。
David was very clear who the God he relied on was.
他神是至高的。
God is the Most High.
为我成全诸事。
He is the God who performs all things for me.
就是他的生命在神的手上，有一个更高的旨意，有神要他去完成的使命。
His life was in God's hands. God had a higher will and a mission for him.
那现在他现在落到这样一个已经没有退路的情况底下，他说：“我现在只能投靠在主你的翅膀荫下的，我等候你了。”
And now that he was in this dead end, he said that he will make his refuge in the shadow of God's wings and wait for God.
我们要了解，在大卫逃难的这一开始的时候，他真的是一头雾水。为什么今天那个他自从击败哥利亚之后，后面的路就非常的不顺了。
So while David was fleeing, he was probably very confused because after he killed Goliath, there were many disasters after that.
表面上好像他很荣耀，然后又地位被提升，甚至又成为那个王的女婿，应该是非常顺才对。但是哪里知道情况刚刚好相反啊。
So on the surface, it seemed that he had a lot of glory and he was the son-in-law of the king, but actually it was not like that at all.
他也知道他是被高的王，在扫罗之后他是要由他来当王的。
He also knew that he was anointed to be king after Saul.
可是神的时候还没有到，神就是要用这样的一个他意料不到的环境来训练他的。
But God's time had not yet come and God wanted to train him.
我们看大卫的一生，就看到说神如何来雕琢他这个他所心目当中的王，要让他成为一个模范，是不管在什么时候都懂得依靠神的标准的圣徒。
we see how God molded him and how he became an example of relying on God at all times in your life.
那经历苦难的人哦，他就对受患的人就会有那个同理心。
And if you've been through suffering, then you can have compassion on those who are also suffering.
我们知道，其实神让我们受的苦都不会白费的。
God does not allow us to suffer in vain.
我们人的一生当中哦，多经历患难的。
In our lives, we face different trials.
有些事情总是不合我们的意啊。
As some things are not according to what we want.
但是这些我们所经历的，其实都有神美好的安排啊。
But in everything that happens to us, is God's plan.
当我们经历患难，我们才懂得说依靠神，而且神会带领我们走过。
In our suffering, we learn to rely on God, and we see how God brings us through.
而且一定是我们心甘，我们很清楚知道说，我自己的方法一点都不管用。
And we have a very clear understanding that our way is no use.
我们人通常都是这样子，如果没有到人的方法都不管用的时候，都不愿意心甘情愿说，那我完全依靠神。
As people, we are like this. It is only when we have no other way do we turn to rely on God.
哦，因为我们人总是会想啊，说不然是这个，不然是那个。
Because as men, we think about different things.
所以说，我们才会说，人的尽头才是神的起头。
That's why we say, the end of man is the beginning of God.
很多时候，我们真的人已经投降的时候，已经没有办法了。那我现在只能够依靠主，主啊，那就交给你了。
It is only when we surrender and we entrust everything to God.
哦，那在这个时候，其实神的拯救也会出现的。
That is when we see God's salvation.
那所以我们才说，我们如果有十分的信心，就能够看到神十分的拯救。
So if we have
十分
10%。
100%,
100% of faith in God, then we'll see 100% of God's salvation.
如果我们只有50%的信心，我们就得到50%的拯救。
If we only have 50% of faith, then we'll only experience 50% of God's salvation.
我们对神的认识越深入，我们对他的依靠的程度就越深了。
The more we know God, the more we'll rely on Him.
有时候我们靠不住，是因为我们不想靠神，因为我们对他认识不够。
Sometimes we're unwilling to rely on God because we don't know Him well enough.
我们很多时候还觉得说我们自己可以控制，我们可以掌握。
Sometimes we still think I can control it.
但是通常我们人所控制的，基本上或者是说我们人所计划的都赶不上变化。
But actually, our plans can never keep up with change.
所以大卫他说我要求告这个至高的神，他是为我成全诸事的。
David says.I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me.
现在他落在这样的一个极窘迫的情况底下，他处境，接下去他这样子描述，我们来看第三节。
And next he describes in verse 3.
那要吞我的人辱骂我的时候，神从天上必施恩救我，也必向我发出慈爱和诚实。
He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth.
第四节，我的性命在狮子中间，我躺卧在性如烈火的世人当中。他们的牙齿是枪剑，他们的舌头是快刀。
Verse 4, my soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword.
看第六节。
Verse 6.
他们为我的脚设下网罗，压制我的心。他们在我面前挖了坑，自己反掉在其中。
They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen.
你看他现在像一只猎物哈，像被那个狮子这样一直追到洞里面去，门那个洞口还被挖了一个坑在那里。
He is like prey being chased by lions, and they actually dug a pit before him.
那这个就是那时候大卫他所经历的，已经真的没有地方可以去的这种境况。
This is the experience of David, where he had no other way.
我们知道，当我们人在这个孤单的时候，很多事情其实都会很负面的。
When we're lonely, a lot of things can be negative.
但是神用他的慈爱，用他的诚实，就是他的信实，把大卫把他 hold 住，就是把他保守住了。
But God with his love and faithfulness protected David.
圣经说神从天上施恩救他。
The Bible says that God sent from heaven to save him.
就是说他其实已经在洞里面已经没有地方可以走了。
He was already in a cave. He had no other place to run.
最后是神伸手从空中把他救出来的。
But God reached out his hand and saved him.
所以如果是人的话没有办法。
If it was a man, there would be no way.
但是神他现在可以伸手把他拯救出来。
But God can save him.
所以有时候我们会发现说我们的拯救从天上而来，在世人看来是根本不可能，但是毕竟发生了，因为神是至高的全能的神。
Sometimes our help comes from heaven because God is the most high and he is above all things.
我们看到大卫他的这个诗歌真的是让我们想到说他最好的依靠在他的这一生当中就是神本身。
This psalm reminds us that throughout David's life his greatest reliance was God himself.
他说我要投靠在主的翅膀底下。
He said, in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge.
我们知道这个翅膀就是很有力量的嘛。
Wings are very powerful.
那个鹰为什么那么强？因为它的翅膀有力。
Eagles are very strong because they have strong wings.
那神自己说他像一只鹰把他的百姓背在翅膀上从埃及带出来。
God describes himself as an eagle that bears his people on his wings out of Egypt.
那如果在翅膀的印下表示说是得到保护的，是平安的。
And if you are under God's wings, that means you are protected.
圣经多次用神他的保护就是张开翅膀护庇他的子民这样的的描述来帮助我们依靠他。
Many times in the Bible, it describes how we are under the shadow of God's wings.
主耶稣曾经也这样用过。
Jesus also said before.
我们看马太福音。
We'll turn to Matthew.
马太福音。
Matthew.
二十三章。
23.
二十三章第三十七节。
Chapter 23, verse 37.
第三十七节，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
Verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
38节，看啊，你们的家成为荒场，留给你们。
38, see, your house is left to you desolate.
39, 我告诉你们，从今以后你们不得再见我，只等到你们说，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
39, for I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
这个是主耶稣他表达他，你看他多次的像他说愿意聚集他的儿女在他的翅膀底下，像母鸡保护小鸡一样。
Here Jesus says how often he wanted to gather the children of Jerusalem as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
所以他的翅膀是有力的。
So his wings are powerful.
那就算那个敌人再强，他都可以保护。
No matter how strong the enemy is, he can still protect them.
那但是人要愿意啊。
But men have to be willing.
主耶稣感叹说，当时候这些以色列的后代，他们不愿意聚集在主耶稣基督的翅膀底下。
And Jesus says that the children of Israel were unwilling to be gathered.
那圣经主耶稣所讲的这个感叹其实是提醒我们，我们如果愿意来到主的翅膀底下，愿意的人就得平安。
This shows us that for those who are willing to be protected by God, they will be protected.
有时候环境的变化出我们意料之外。
Sometimes things happen outside of our expectation.
有时候敌人攻击从各方面也是我们想不到的。
Sometimes enemies come from places we don't expect.
但是不管在什么情况底下，只要我们愿意来投靠在主的翅膀底下，我们总是得平安。
But no matter what, if we're willing to take refuge under God's wings, then we will have peace.
敌人再怎么强，其实主都会拯救。
No matter how strong the enemy is, God can save us.
如果神不允许，圣经说连一根头发都不会掉，也不会受伤。
If God does not allow, the Bible says that not a hair will fall from our head.
那如果神允许让灾害发生，神也一定会保守我们的命。
And if God does allow something to happen, He will preserve our life.
所以神他的慈爱跟信实永远不会改变。
God's love and His faithfulness never change.
主耶稣他应许的这个恩典，其实就是要给愿意来投靠的人就可以领受、体验。
The grace that Lord Jesus promises is for all those who are willing to come to Him.
因为主他的慈爱、他的荣耀他永远不会改变。
Because His love and glory never change.
五十七篇有一个重复的经文
There is a repeated verse in Psalm 57.
就是五十七篇的第五节。
Which is verse 5.
神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth.
这句话重复在第十一节。
This verse is repeated in verse 11.
就是说，神最后一定要被高举。
It's saying that in the end, God will be glorified.
他的荣耀要高过全地，表示他的荣耀要覆盖整个这个他的百姓。
His glory will be above all the earth, meaning that it will cover all His people.
就最后世人都会看到神是如何来拯救他属他的人呢？
Everyone will see how God saves those who belong to Him.
然后最后会把这个赞美跟感谢归给他。
And give all praise and thanksgiving to Him.
所以你看五十七篇大卫他在这个这样的一个已经觉得好像走投无路的时候，他唯一一条路就是。他投靠在神的翅膀底下。
When David felt that he had no other way, he could only take refuge in the shadow of God's wings.
那这个时候，其实靠神就是他唯一的武器了。
And relying on God was his only weapon.
今天我们有神可以靠的人。
Today we have God to rely on.
当我们都觉得自己已经不行的时候，全心依靠神，这个神的保护就非常周到的，让我们不受伤。
When we have no other way and we rely on God, then God will protect us so that no harm will come to us.
而且还超乎神所示，又超乎我们所求所想的。
And what God gives to us is beyond what we can think or ask for.
你在想，今天如果一个人他在洞里面已经没有路可以走了，他那时候是孤单的，不是吗？
If someone is in a cave with no way out and they are very lonely.
他投靠在神的翅膀，求靠神，最后神安排什么？他的亲人来了。
And they pray and ask God and their family comes to them.
他有朋友来跟他作伴。
And friends come.
所以孤单其实只是神要操练我们的一个过程。
God actually uses loneliness to train us.
他最后一定会让我们体验到他的慈爱，神不会丢弃我们。
In the end, he will allow us to experience his love and that he never forsakes us.
那当大卫愿意等候神的旨意的时候
，When David was willing to wait for God's will,
所以他跟摩押王说：“我要等候神，知道说神要我怎样行。”
He told the king of Moab, "I will wait to see what God will do for me."
那时候其实大卫他是摩押王的亲戚啊，后代啊，不是吗？
He was a descendant.
就是说，他们是有关系的啦。
They had a relation.
但是大卫这个时候没有说他去联络摩押王去反击扫罗王，没有啊。
David did not ask the king of Moab to go against Saul.
他就默默等候神为他安排哪一条路可以走。
He just quietly waited for God to prepare a way for him.
他的等候神最后。神就派先知来跟他通知说，你现在离开这个洞，到别的地方去。
He waited for God, and God sent a prophet to tell him where to go.
神的指示就跟着来了。
And so, God revealed His will.
就看到说，其实神在操练大卫， 让他更懂得依靠神。
God was training David to learn how to rely on God more.
信心是神要操练大卫的重点。
God wanted to train David's faith.
因为在窘迫的时候，在孤单的时候，更需要信心。
Because in your loneliness and distress, that's when you need faith the most.
那当大卫他懂得把什么事情都求靠神以后，跟神祷告。
When David learned to give everything to God.
57篇的第七节以后哈。
In Psalm 57, verse 7 onwards.
你就看到他写诗的整个心情完全不一样了。
We see his entire mood in writing the psalm changed.
就是说前半段他这个好像落在一个已经没有希望的绝境当中。后半段，哎，他看到了一个亮光了，他内心充满喜乐。
In the first half of the psalm, it was like he was feeling hopeless, but in the latter half, it was like he saw a light, and his heart was full of joy.
第七节说：“神啊，我是心坚定，我的心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。”
Verse 7, my heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise.
第八节，我的灵啊，你当醒起，琴瑟啊，你们当醒起，我自己要及早醒起。
Verse 8, awake my glory, awake lute and harp, I will awaken the dawn.
啊，第九节，主啊，我要称在万民当中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你。
Verse 9, I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, I will sing to you among the nations.
第十节，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
Verse 10, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds.
所以其实大卫落在洞里面，好像很黑暗，这只是暂时的。
When David went into the cave, it was very dark, but this was only temporary.
当我们人在黑暗的时候，好像没有路可走，更需要用心祷告
了。When we're in darkness and don't know where to go, that is when we need to pray more.
看一下142篇。
We'll turn to Psalm 142.
142篇。
Psalm 142.
看大卫他怎样祷告。
We see how David prayed.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我在他面前吐露我的苦情，陈说我的患难。
I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble.
第三节，我的灵在我里面发昏的时候，你知道我的道路。在我所行的事路上，敌人为我暗设网罗。
Verse 3, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
主啊，我曾向你哀求，我说你是我的避难所，在活人之地你是我的福分。
I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
这个就是，其实这些道路神都看顾的。
God is watching over David's path.
他现在就是跟神吐露苦情嘛。
And now he is pouring out his complaint before God.
然后他说：“神，你是我的避难所。”
He says, "God, you are my refuge."
在乎你最后是成为我的福分。
You are my portion.
好，那这个就是大卫。你看他祷告完之后哈，他现在看到一个希望。
After David prayed, he saw hope.
他最后。看，我们跳过去看第六节。
We'll skip to verse 6.
第142篇第六节，求你侧耳听我的呼求，因我落到极卑微之地。求你救我脱离逼迫我的人，因为他们比我强盛。
Psalm 142 verse 6, attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I.
第七，求你领我出离被囚之地，我好称赞你的名。义人必环绕我，因为你是用厚恩待我。
Verse 7, bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me.
他很知道说神一定会为他开一条路。
He knew that God would open a way for him.
所以就好像已经没路了，但是神在没有道路当中开出一条大道让他走过。
Even though it seemed that there was no way, God opened up a way for him.
那这个时候大卫的内心他说很坚定，说我一定要歌颂赞美神，我的内心要时常警醒。
And David said that his heart is steadfast.
那他说我的灵啊，你要醒起。 那个灵或者说是荣耀。
He said, "Awake my glory."
那琴瑟啊，你们当兴起，表示说现在大卫哈、哦，他要用神赐给他的这些恩赐哈、哦、啊，有可以做音乐，那可以做诗歌啊，大声的来歌颂赞美神呢、啊。
He also says, "Awake lute and harp." So he is using the gifts that God has given him in music to praise God.
在列邦中歌颂神。
Among everyone, he will praise God.
你就看到说，大卫他的这个诗歌就很感人。
So his psalm is very moving.
整部的诗篇几乎有一半都是大卫的诗歌。
Out of all the psalms, about half were written by David.
所以他很欢喜的说，我要将神的慈爱跟信实啊，把它公布给全世界人都知道。
He very joyfully says that he wants to tell everyone about God's mercy and truth.
这就是啊，今天我们如果懂得祷告交托神，当我们信心增长的时候，很自然的，我们就会把感谢归给神，那我们会愿意奉献给神。
So when we're willing to pray and entrust on God and our faith grows, then we'll also be willing to give thanks and offer to God.
我们奉献给神的不只是财物。
And we do not only offer our wealth.
包括我们的才能。
Also our abilities.
神所赐给我们的时间生命。
Our time and life that God has given us.
我们会觉得说我们用在神的身上，用在神的教会是很值得的。
We feel that, It is very worthwhile to dedicate it all to God's church.
所以大卫啊，他的诗歌啊，你看最感人的就是他在诗篇二十三篇所说的。
One of David's most moving psalms is Psalm 23.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
He said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil."
因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你看，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我且要住在神的殿中，直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以，神让属他的人经历苦难，其实就是要磨练，懂得在我们自己的没有办法的时候，真的全心来信靠他，祷告。
God allows those who belong to Him to suffer because in those times we know to rely on Him and pray.
那其实也是在这个洞里面哈，其实最安静。
And in this hole, that is when it is the quietest.
那这个就好像进入一个内室里面跟神灵交。
And it is like you are in an inner room talking to God.
所以今天呢，我们祷告哈，你看我们如果能够有一个安静的时候跟神倾诉，其实。这对我们灵性的提升非常关键。
Having quiet time to talk with God is very critical for our faith.
也只有在这样的一个安静祷告当中哦，我们可以重新得力。
It is when we quiet ourselves in prayer that we can be renewed in strength.
然后会感受到神的慈爱。
And we can experience God's love.
我们可以见证神的信实。
And testify of His faithfulness.
所以第五十七篇，他特别说第三节。
In Psalm 57, verse 3, it says,
神从天上必施恩救我，也必向我发施慈爱跟诚实。
He shall send from heaven and save me. God shall send forth His mercy and His truth.
第十节说，
verse 10,
你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
For your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the clouds.
这就是我们今天所敬拜、所依靠的真神。
This is the true God that we worship and rely on.
他让我们遭遇逼迫患难。
He allows us to encounter trials and tribulations.
有时候是无端的，他也没有过犯。大卫其实真的是所遭遇这一切是出于神要训练他的这个过程。
David had not done anything to deserve it, but God wanted to train him.
那就是要让他将来能够真的成为一个合神心意的王。
So that he could be a king after God's own heart.
然后他把他的这样的一个感谢赞美，把它化成诗歌，让后代所有属神的百姓都不断的来传颂，来学习。
And he put his praise and thanksgiving into psalms so that God's people can learn about them.
啊，神他的爱哈、啊，就是把我们从好像从污泥当中把我们拉出来。
And God's love lifts us up.
所以最后他的一直在重复的结论就是：神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
His conclusion that he repeats is, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens; let your glory be above all the earth."
神的啊、名是应当被称颂的。
God's name is worthy to be praised.
一起来唱诗。